It's a reversal of his pledge he made before becoming president to isolate the kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
But now, after weeks of speculation, the White House confirms U.S. President Joe Biden will make a trip next month to Saudi Arabia to sit down with its leaders. Officially, Biden's trip is to improve U.S.-Saudi relations, but the president is under pressure to convince Gulf leaders to pump more oil to help bring down spiking U.S. gas prices. Given Saudi Arabia's poor human rights record, the president is being criticized by members of his own Democratic Party for ignoring human rights in favor of economics.
This is someone who butchered an American resident, cut him up into pieces in the most terrible and premeditated way. And until Saudi Arabia makes a radical change in terms of its human rights, I wouldn't want anything to do with him.
The White House admits a meeting between Biden and the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, blamed by U.S. intelligence for the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, is possible. But it's downplaying the encounter, noting Biden will meet with dozens of leaders, including the Saudi King Salman. President Biden is also traveling to Israel and the occupied West Bank. Biden's under pressure to advocate for a criminal investigation into the assassination of Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh, an American citizen shot and killed by Israel's forces while on assignment last month in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin. Biden will meet with Palestinian leaders, including Mahmoud Abbas, as well as Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. But he's facing criticism for leaving in place the policies of predecessor Donald Trump, failing to condemn Israel's illegal settlements or reopen the U.S. consulate in occupied East Jerusalem for Palestinians.
Every single promise that was central to Joe Biden's foreign policy as a vision of sustaining, recuperating, and reimagining our role on the world stage has been betrayed and trodden over.
Officially, the president's trip is about advancing U.S. interests in the Middle East. But given Joe Biden's plunging popularity, the ramifications of the trip back in the United States may be even more consequential. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.